It's late afternoon at Connie's house, and everywhere else for that matter. Connie's sitting on the couch in her living room, studying for a test, or trying to.
Match the Asian countries with their capital cities. I hate geography. Why are the hardest tests always in the subjects you hate the most? Maybe some TV will help. Yeah, I always study better with background noise.
Welcome back to the Opera Heraldahue Show.
Before Much better.
Doctor, you touched on the connection
okay.
between attitude and behavior.
Japan, Tokyo, USSR, Moscow, Turkey, who cares? China, Beijing, Iran, Tehran, Iraq, Baghdad, Israel, Jerusalem.
You mean how we feel about what we do?
Well, that's another way of putting it, yeah.
Does this happen to everybody?
Oh, yes. Good attitude results in good performance, and bad attitude results in bad performance.
Well, can you give us an example?
Oh, sure. Did you ever have to take a test in school?
Test?
Yeah. Especially a hard test, one you really didn't want to take.
Yeah, I've got one tomorrow.
And studied and studied and studied, right?
You said it, bro.
After all that, you took the test and still failed.
That's where I live.
Well, why do you think that happened? It certainly wasn't because you didn't study. You studied your brains out.
You got that right.
You studied too much.
Amen.
No, the reason you failed is because of attitude. See, we live in a society that's drowning in detail. Detail, detail, detail.
Oh, yes.
We need to spend less time on detail and more time on attitude. If you had just had a more positive attitude going into that test, you could have spent a lot less time studying and still walked away with a better result.
Hallelujah.
Sounds very intriguing. But does it really work?
Of course it does. Attitude is the key. Work on that, and the details will work themselves out.
Fascinating. Join us for tomorrow's Opera Heraldahue Show, when I'll have as a guest a woman who says her head is shrinking and a man who says...
He's right. I should be reading him instead of this dumb geography lesson. And that's just what I'm gonna do. Goodbye, geography. Hello, attitude.
Put your test papers on the edge of my desk as you leave, please.
Here you go, Mr. Kronholm.
Oh, thank you, Connie. I assume from your tone that you're pleased with the test?
Very pleased. Oh, I'm going out of town with my mom tomorrow. Could you please give my paper to one of the kids and have them deliver it to me at Wits End on Saturday?
Well, I think that can be arranged.
Oh, there's Cheryl. See you, Mr. K. Cheryl! Cheryl! Hey, Cheryl, wait up!
Oh, hi, Connie.
I have something for you. I got it off the bulletin board. Here!
What is it?
Read it!
Attention all singers, tryout time for the Guy and Gal Glee Club is here. Make your voice heard. Glee Club?
Yeah, auditions are Saturday at 2 in the auditorium. You're always telling me how much you want to sing. Here's your chance.
Thanks, Connie, but I don't think so.
Why not?
Well, for one thing, I've never done it before, except in front of the bathroom mirror, and that doesn't count.
There's a first time for everything.
I've also never had any training.
You don't need training. You need attitude.
I beg your pardon?
Attitude. You can do anything if you just believe in yourself and have the right attitude.
Maybe, but in this case, I think singing lessons would be a definite plus.
That's your old attitude talking. Look, you want to sing, don't you?
Well, yeah, I just don't know if I can.
Of course you can. And not only that, Cheryl, you should.
You really think so?
Absolutely. Now I want you to repeat after me. I can do it. I can sing. I can sing most anything.
I don't want to say that, Connie.
Mr. Negative is creeping up again. Come on now. I can do it. I can sing. I can sing most anything.
I can do it. I can sing. I can sing most anything.
Louder.
I can do it, I can sing most anything.
Again!
I can do it, I can sing most anything.
I can do it, I can sing most anything. I can do it, I can sing most anything. That's great!
I really can do it. Where do I sign up?
The registrar's office.
Then that's where I'm headed. Watch out, Glee Club. Here comes Cheryl.
Yeah! Take it down court! No! Down court! Hold it! Hold it! Hold it! Get over here!
All right.
You call yourselves basketball players?
Hi, Jimmy. Hi, guys. What you doing?
We're building a bridge. What's it look like we're doing?
Grouchy, grouchy.
Don't pay any attention to him, Connie.
He's just grumpy because our rehearsal is a bust.
Practice, Ben, practice!
Hey, I didn't know you coached a basketball team, Jimmy.
I'm captain. Mr. Zachary's the coach. He asked me to run us through a last practice before a big game Saturday afternoon. For all the good it'll do.
What do you mean?
I mean we're gonna lose.
How do you know?
You've obviously never seen us play.
Aw, come on. You guys probably aren't nearly as bad as you think you are.
Trust me on this one.
Well, I can certainly see what your problem is.
You mean besides the fact we can't shoot, pass, rebound, or dribble?
Yeah, besides that, you guys are victims of the self-fulfilling prophecy. And it's what you guys are doing right now.
Really? Wow. What are we doing?
You are talking yourselves out of succeeding before you ever begin. You guys are going into this game expecting to lose, right?
Well, yeah, but there's a good reason for that.
What is it?
We've never won.
You've never won because you don't think you can win.
I thought it was because we didn't make any baskets.
So, what are you saying, Connie? If we just think we can win, we will win?
Exactly. It's strictly a matter of attitude. Look, you guys practice all the time, don't you?
Sure seems that way.
And you haven't won any games, have you?
No.
Doesn't that tell you something?
It sure does. What?
It tells you that practice isn't as important as attitude.
Connie, all the attitude in the world won't put the ball in the basket.
Oh, yeah? Give me the ball. Is making it from here a tough shot?
Half court? Very tough.
Stand back. All right. One, two, three!
Wow, right in! A swish!
How'd you do that?
By having a positive attitude. You can do anything if you just have a positive attitude, including win at basketball.
What do we have to do?
Just believe in yourself. Be positive. Think, we are winners. We are winners.
We are winners.
We are winners.
We are winners.
We are winners.
We are winners.
We are winners.
We are winners.
We are winners.
That's it.
We're winners.
Go get them, guys.
Yeah.
Let's go.
We're winners. We're winners.
We're winners.
Connie? Oh, Peter. I thought you went with everyone else.
I wanted to talk to you in private.
Well, we're alone now. What's up?
You said you can do anything if you just have a positive attitude, right?
Sure. Why?
Well, I kinda got this problem with high places.
It's nothing to be ashamed of, Peter. I mean, it's a pretty common fear.
Just because it's common doesn't mean you won't get teased about it.
Is your fear really that bad?
I can't climb even the lowest branch in our tree in the backyard. I gotta leave for school almost an hour early because I have to walk down into Miller's Ravine instead of crossing over it on the train trestle like everyone else. I'm desperate, Connie.
You heard what I told the other guys, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's all there is to it. Just believe in yourself and have a positive attitude, and your fear will fly right out the window.
Really?
Absolutely. Just say to yourself, I'm not afraid, I won't stop, I can go right to the top.
I'm not afraid, I won't stop, I can go right to the top. That's great. Thanks, Connie.
You're welcome, Pete. Listen, I gotta go. Just keep saying that to yourself over and over, okay?
Okay, see ya.
Bye.
I'm not afraid. I won't stop. I can go right to the top. I'm not afraid. I won't stop. I can go right to the top. Right to the top of the train trestle at Miller's Ravine.
Uh-oh. We'll find out what happens to Peter and Connie when today's adventure continues in just a moment. And now, back to the adventure.
A hearty Saturday afternoon to you, John Avery Whittaker.
Oh, Connie, you sure are chipper today.
Well, wouldn't you be chipper if you got an A on your geography midterm?
Well, congratulations, Connie.
Yeah, Mr. Kronholm handed our test back yesterday.
Can I see it?
Oh, well, I don't have mine.
You don't?
No, remember I went out of town with my mom yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Well, it was awfully nice of him to call and tell you about it.
He didn't call.
Well, Connie, if you haven't seen your test paper or heard from your teacher, how do you know what grade you got?
I just know, that's all. I went into this test with such a great attitude, I can't help but get an A.
You think you're going to get an A because of your great attitude, huh?
Yeah, maybe even an A+.
Connie, How can you possibly think you'll get an A on a test simply because you had a good attitude going into it?
Because it says so right here in this book.
Happiness is a state, but you can't get there from here. What does it say?
Lots of things. But the main one is that the key to success and happiness is attitude.
Attitude?
Yeah. We don't think we can succeed, and so we don't. But we can change all that.
Is that so?
Yeah. And the great part is, it's so easy. All you have to do is just believe in yourself and have a positive attitude, and you can do anything. Great, huh?
Well, that's not the word I'd use.
What?
Connie, that's one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard. You can't expect to succeed just because you have a positive attitude.
All right, Mr. Doubter. I can see you require more proof. Can we leave the shop for a little while?
Oh, I guess so. Why?
Because I told Cheryl about this, and she liked it so much, she decided to try out for the Glee Club at school today, even though she's never sung in front of anyone before. We'll just go over there and get all the proof you need.
You sure you want to do this?
What's the matter? Afraid I'll be right?
Not hardly.
Then come on.
Okay, Connie, if that's the way you want it. This place is pretty crowded. It's encouraging to see young people take such an interest in singing.
Oh, there's Cheryl. Come on. Cheryl?
Connie, hi. Hi, Mr. Whitaker. What are you doing here?
Well, we came to give you some moral support.
I can use it. I'm a little nervous.
Oh, there's no reason to be nervous.
Well, that's easy for you to say. You're not auditioning.
You know, you don't have to do this if you don't want to, Cheryl.
What kind of talk is that? Of course she wants to. She's going to be great.
I don't know, Connie.
Now, now, what's our slogan?
I can do it. I can sing. I can sing most anything.
Good. Just keep saying that to yourself.
Good grief. I will
ever give to thee. Excellent. Excellent, Philip.
Thank you, Mr. Bryant.
Okay, I'll be in touch. Up next is Cheryl McCormick.
Oh, right here. Here goes.
You can do it. You can sing. You can sing most anything.
Are you ready, Cheryl?
I guess so.
Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty.
Bread of heaven?
Well, thank you very much, Cheryl. But I'm afraid we won't be able to use you.
I don't blame you, Mr. Bryant, not one little bit.
Goodbye. George Plutkin.
You okay, Cheryl?
I'm fine, Mr. Whitaker, just fine.
Cheryl, I don't understand.
Don't you say one word to me, Connie Kendall, not one word.
Well?
Well, she just didn't believe in herself hard enough, that's all.
Oh, Connie, it didn't have anything to do with her beliefs. It had to do with her ability. Cheryl simply can't sing.
No, she must have done something wrong. This works, Whit. I know it does.
Connie.
And I know of another way to prove it. I told the Coyotes basketball team about this, too, and they really believed. They're playing right now in the gym. Come on.
And at final score, once again, the Midfield Cave Dwellers 56, the Odyssey Coyotes 12.
I can't believe it!
You can't believe it.
We were pretty awful, huh, Coach?
No. You'd have to improve a whole lot to be awful. What happened to you guys? You used to have so much, what you call, potential.
Was it really that bad, Fred?
Bad? They kept making these, what you call, dumb plays, like those passes you kept throwing to Jimmy, Ben.
He was always open.
He was on the bench! Didn't it strike you as a tad strange that he was sitting down?
I thought he was tired. Sorry.
It wasn't just you. It was everybody. At least you guys had a lot of what you call spirit. No skill, but lots of spirit. All right, everybody hit the showers. Oh, Monday we work on skill.
Jimmy, Ben, what went wrong?
You tell us, Connie. We did everything you said. We were positive. We believed in ourselves.
We even kept repeating our chant. We are winners. We are winners.
Well, instead of being winners, we ended up being whiners.
I'm sorry, guys.
Come on, Ben. Oh, and Connie, next time you have an urge to share something new with us,
yeah?
Resist it.
But I made a basket when I talked to them the other day.
Connie, you can't use one basket as conclusive proof.
I don't understand. I did everything the book said. How could this happen?
You just answered your own question. I thought you knew better than to fall for something like this. You should know by now that there's only one book that points the way to true happiness. There's nothing wrong with having good self-esteem and a positive attitude. In fact, it's important to have those things, as long as you remember where they come from. Now, isn't that right?
Yeah. I guess I really blew it with Cheryl and the coyotes, huh?
Oh, I think they'll recover. At least we caught this before any real harm could be done.
Yeah. Harm? Peter! Oh, my goodness!
What is it, Connie? What's wrong?
I told Peter Dillon he could use this to get rid of his fear of heights.
Oh, no. You don't think he'd do anything foolish, do you?
Well, I didn't see him here.
Oh, wait. There's Mr. Zachary. Fred! Fred!
Yeah, Whit? What's all the commotion about?
Is Peter Dillon here?
Peter, no. He called to say he couldn't be at the game today.
Oh, no.
Oh, calm down, Connie. Did he say why he wasn't coming, Fred?
Well, he said he had to go somewhere. Miller's Ravine?
That's right. Whit, he's gonna walk across the big train trestle.
Something, what's it called, wrong?
Well, we don't know yet, Fred. Do me a favor and call the police and tell them to meet us at the big train trestle that crosses Miller's Ravine.
We'll do, Whit.
Okay, thanks. Come on, Connie, let's go.
Peter! I don't see him, Whit.
Well, maybe he's not here. Peter!
Help, please!
Ah, Whit, there he is! He's laying on the tracks in the middle of the trestle!
Hang on, Peter. I'm coming to get you. Connie, stay here and wait for the police.
Be careful, Whit!
I will.
Dear Lord, please protect them.
Okay, Pete. Okay. Take it easy now. I'm almost there. Just relax. A few more steps and it'll all be over. Uh-oh.
Whit! It's a train!
I know, Connie. Peter, you have to get up from there.
I can't.
Yes, you can. Come on. Get up. Good. Now give me your hand, Peter. Your hand.
I'm scared.
Well, so am I. We've got to move, Pete, and I mean right now. Come on, go.
Okay.
Come on.
Run.
Give me your hand, quick. Jump, Peter. Jump. We're okay, Connie. Pete, you can open your eyes now.
Are we alive?
Yes, Pete. We're very much alive. Well, we've had quite a day, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
You all right?
I just can't believe I was taken in by that positive attitude stuff.
We all get sidetracked every once in a while, Connie. That's why the best thing to do when you come across any new philosophy is to pull out your Bible and see what it has to say.
Yeah. I guess I forgot that. Thanks, Whit.
Anytime, kiddo. Well, looks like someone left us a piece of mail while we were out. It's addressed to you.
Me?
Yeah.
I wonder what it is. Oh...
Well, what is it?
My test. I got a D. What am I going to tell my mom?
Well, you can always tell her to look on the bright side.
The bright side?
Yeah. You may have gotten a D in geography, but in this case, you sure got an A for attitude.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, you're welcome.
Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation to Focus on the Family. Today's program is called A is for Attitude and was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris. Join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.